Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host of Psychics Gone Wild today on Tuesday, Pamela Cummings. I'm here every Tuesday at 3 p.m. on Psychics Gone Wild. I am also called the Musical Psychic because I sometimes, not always, but my guides a lot of times will use song lyrics or even commercial song lyrics to help me answer my clients' questions, and that's because I am such a music freak. I just love my music. And that is Birdie Bird in the background. I just want to let you know that Birdie Bird was really quiet until the show started. He's such a ham. Now he's being quiet because I'm talking about him. Anyhow, we are here 7 days a week, and I'm one of the hosts. Psychic Jethro is the, I tease, he's the big daddy who started Psychics Gone Wild. We have Amy Kavanoff, Dina Flanagan, Casey Kelly, Gary, and I can't think of everybody. I'm sorry, but I know there's more, and we just got two more new hosts. So please check out our page, psychicsgonewild.com. Excuse me, our website, psychicsgonewild.com, and you will get all the information on the different hosts on how to get in touch with them. We also have a page on Facebook, Psychics Gone Wild, which is open, where you can get information too. And again, we are here 7 days a week. In order to get in touch with me, actually, you can just Google me, quite honestly, and it's Pamela. The last name is C-U-M-M-I-N-S, or my website is PamelaCummins.com. And just to let you know, on my website, I do have some free stuff. I have Manifest Your Heart's Desire. It is a meditation. I also have Monday affirmations that you get every Monday in your inbox. And if you're not a Monday person, this will help you. I even have a free Fortune Love Cookie. I have a blog with lots of information. My latest blog is on precious time, which I might actually do a show on because time is so important. The other thing that I want to announce is I'm really excited, and I know I've been talking about this for weeks, but my ebook is edited. It is in the process of getting formatted by the lovely Shelley. I'm hoping to get it at the end of the week. This is my second ebook. This one is called Insights for Singles, Steps for Everlasting Love. Once it comes out, I'm going to give it away free for a little while, not the whole time, but it will be on Amazon a few days for free, and then Smashwords probably a week, and on Smashwords I'll give you a coupon. Don't know what Smashwords is? Okay, well, let me give you an analogy because I like my analogy. Amazon is kind of like a Walmart. Everybody knows they're big. You save some money. You know, if you pay a certain amount, you get free shipping. Obviously, you don't need it on ebooks. Okay, Smashwords is really there for the indie author. And if you don't know what indie means, that means independent author, authors who self-publish. And many of them are very, very good. I've read some wonderful books from authors on Smashwords, and they don't have books, it's just ebooks. It was started by Mark Coakland, and he really is there for the independent author. Let's put it this way, if I send an email out, I usually get a response within 12 hours, and on Amazon, trying to find even the email to send with questions on my ebook or, you know, my regular book is impossible. I also have another book, Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. It's usually $3.99. I lowered the price to $2.99 in anticipation of my second book. Really excited about that. The other thing is tonight I have my own show. I'm part of the Psychics Gone Wild family, but I have my own show called The Love Channel Show. And tonight guest is Kimberly Simon, and the topic for that will be redefining yourself as a shameless woman. Discover what this means for us as women and how to matter the story. We can sever the tethers that hold us back from boundless freedom. Yay. And men are working, men are welcome too. The call number for that is 646-478-0020. That is tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm an Eastern girl, so everything to me is Eastern Time. I realize there's many other time schedules. I know I have a couple callers, and I promise I will get to you, especially 209. I realize you've been waiting forever, okay? But what I would like to do is just talk a little bit about symbolism on animals. And as many of you know, if you read my blog and if you see me on Facebook, I just love animals, especially cats, okay? And animals are more than just dumb creatures. It really bothers me when people say animals don't have intelligence, they have no soul, you know, they're just for our use. Well, that's pretty egotistic. Animals definitely are smart. They're a lot more intuitive, or should I say, they pay more attention to their intuition, and they use probably more of their brains than us humans do, Okay, and just because they don't talk or have opposable thumbs doesn't mean that they don't have intelligence. They're very smart. They're very smart. I mean, my cats really know how to manipulate me. And also, this is my personal opinion. If, you know, humans breathe, eat, you know, flush, as Oprah likes to say, have feelings and everything else. Well, animals do the same thing too. So if we have souls, they definitely have souls. Okay? So what I figured what I would do today is just talk about different things. So I guess I'm going to give the symbolic meaning of what cats mean. Okay? And I have different books, and I'll just read. Just give me a moment what this one book says about cats. Now, when I think of cats, okay, this is my personal interpretation. They're very independent. They're very intuitive, okay? They're very also very lovable. And they're very, very, I'm sorry, I'm losing my train of thought. They're very, they take care of themselves, I guess is a good way of putting it. They know when to sleep. They know to relax. They know to chill, which many of us need to learn. They enjoy their food. They enjoy their play time, you know. And they have good boundaries. They're not going to take any crap. But they also like love, okay. And they will be there for you. It was weird. I was doing a reading a few weeks back, and I got the message that, you know, cats are energy. What they do is they're energy protectors. That's one of their jobs, okay, is that they protect us from harmful energies. And I was like, that is so cool. And I was getting all excited for the client that I read for. And I heard Merlin in my head, my cat, say, oh, Dara, you're just figuring that out? So I just thought that was pretty neat. So I have this little pocket guide. I have a bunch of books, but I'm going to read this one by Ted Andrews. Cats, independence, mystery, and magic is afoot. But you must find your own way of expressing it. Develop your abilities to be more independent. Pretty cool. Okay, so I'm going to take this 209 because you've been very patient. And it's just 209. Are you there?
I am. Hi. I love hearing about the cats. I'm a huge cat lover, too, and animal lover. So that's awesome. Awesome. Well, my name is Pamela, and everything's great, except I'm having issues with maybe my neighbors. So I'm not sure if I should try not to move or stay.
Okay. All right. And as far, you mean try to move? I'm sorry. Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Or,
if I should move. Okay. Yeah. Or just stay and work it out.
I'm hearing, right now, I'm hearing, oh, won't you stay just a little bit longer, okay? I do feel that there is a move for you in your future, okay? And they're saying that can be anywhere from 6 months to 2 years, okay? But that feels like because you choose to, not because they make you move out, okay? The other thing that my guides are saying, this is really neat, is flood them with love, okay? And this is the image that I'm getting in my head, okay? Ooh, I'm getting really lightheaded as I say this, okay? Is to imagine God, the angels, whoever you feel comfortable with, flooding you with love energy, okay? That could be a color or it could just be a feeling, okay? So your whole entire body is flooded with love. Then stick your hands out there, all right, and just like channel love to your neighbors, okay? I know it sounds kind of hokey pokey, but it does work.
No.
It does work, you know?
No, I believe that. I'm a Cancer, I'm a nurturer, so I can do it. That's just that I didn't want to run from the situation if there's something that needs to be, you know, work, if there's work to be done here. And
it's,
that sounds fine.
Okay, and it's funny, and I what I'm seeing is you writing on a chalkboard, and I heard Michael Jackson sing ABC, okay? And what that means to me is it's a lesson that you are learning, okay? Honestly, right now I am getting not to speak to them, okay? They're saying soften them up. I don't know why. I'm the impression I'm getting is a man who's a little difficult. Okay, that's what I'm getting. All right, male energy that is difficult. All right, so not right now. But you, Yeah. I'm just feeling.
Well, yeah, they're kind of not getting along, and so she's kind of there's not happy energy there, and so we're and it's just like a little tiny wall that separates us. So you hear everything.
Yeah.
And
right.
They're a little upset. They, you know, yeah, I'm, you know, they think I'm loud. But I'm just a single. I have no cats, no pets, no nets. So I think, yeah, they're not happy. And so it's,
right.
Yeah,
oh.
I think the gentleman.
Okay.
So, okay.
Yeah, again, channel the love energy. You'll be okay. But I do, again, I do see a move coming up. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. All right, thank you.
Okay. All right, thanks for calling, Pamela. What a great name.
Right?
I think she's called before. You know, I'm just going to read, because I'm such a cat lover. I have this, it's called the Druid Animal Oracle, and it's cards, and I just love this. And let me just look, cat, page 54, because I have my own interpretations, but honestly, it's always good to hear other people's. Oh, okay, here we go. This is totally different. Cat. Guardianship, detachment, sensuality. Well, that makes sense, okay? Cats bring us the ability to observe situations quietly without judgment before making decisions. Apparently asleep, but really listening, a cat can sit for hours until it acts with decisiveness. Remember the saying, a cat may look at a king. You have the right to know and to judge important issues for yourself in your own time. The cat unites an awareness of the spirit world with a highly developed sensuality. These two attributes are not polar opposites as dualism spiritual teaching would have us believe, but are the faucets of one continuum of awareness and sensitivity. Working towards wholeness involves enhancing our appreciation of both the physical and non-physical world. Really cool. And you know, cats can be very sensual. When my cat Midnight was alive. I almost said Merlin. When Merlin's alive, when my cat Midnight was alive, the way she used to walk, she would strut. You know, I mean, you talk about femininity, sensuality, just really amazing. Just such a cat lover. Okay, I just want to let everybody know the call-in number is 773-897-6461, and I know we have another call. I promise I will get to you, but my guides just said dog. So I'm going to, okay, dogs, loyalty. You know, dogs are very loyal. Unconditional love. A dog can take a lot more. You can do things to a dog that a cat would not allow, okay? Also, cat is, you know, I'm hearing guardianship, you know. They guard you. They protect you. Okay, and they'll you know, I'm hearing the song lyric, I will follow you, so they will follow you. Okay, so let's look at Ten Andrews. I have his Animal Speak Pocket Guide. He has a really big book, and I highly recommend it. Okay, dogs, where are you? Here we go. Dogs, be faithful and alert to protect endeavors and those closest to you. Look at your companionship as it relates to your success. Yeah, you know, and my guides are saying all we need is love. Okay, we have another caller who's been very patient, and I thank you. So 315, just give me a minute. I'm going to put you in the queue. 315, hi, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. And what is your name, please?
My name's Lynette.
Lynette?
Annette.
Annette, I'm sorry. You're speaking a little softly. So, and how can I help you today?
I have a cat, and basically I went through a breakup, and I was emotionally very upset about it, but my cat got extremely sick. And I took him to the vet, and he basically just put him on a hormone pill and never really gave me a reason why. You know, he was sick every day. I mean, he was throwing up every day. And he lost probably 30% of his weight, and he lost hair and everything. I mean, I really thought I was going to lose him, you know? Is it true that, like, a pet can take on, like, being that I was upset emotionally, that my cat took on it in a physical sense?
Right, yes, definitely. It was picking up your energy. There, again, their energy protectors. They're like little healers, okay? Just like it's scientifically proven that because I'm feeling like a cat purr on my stomach. That's my favorite place, you know, to feel purr is on my belly, okay? So, and, you know, their purring can heal you. It's their energy. So, yes, your cat was taking on your emotions. And, you know, I'm getting a scene out of my life when I was talking to this woman. This was many years ago when I lived in New Jersey. Midnight was alive probably like 8 years ago. And I couldn't get this woman off the phone. And she really was draining my energy, and I was trying to be polite, couldn't get her off, you know. And, all, you know, Midnight was getting really upset and aggravated because she could sense my energy. And all of a sudden, she just started throwing up, right? And finally, I was like, I got to go. My cat's throwing up. And she's like, blah, 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 talking about her misery. I said, look, really, I got to go. And I just hung up, you know. So, yeah, the cat is taking it on. And, you know, the other thing I'm getting is don't feel bad. This is the cat's job, okay? This is what the cat is supposed to do. I'm also getting to, I don't know if you do Reiki or whatever, but I'm seeing, like, hands that are, like, sending healing to the cat. Do you do Reiki by any chance?
No, but I've been told that I'm a healer, and, you know,
okay.
I don't practice healing, but I called
okay.
in on the show, and I was told that a couple different people have told me that.
Okay.
Okay.
So, because I'm seeing hands. So you know what? It's weird here. There's a lot of energy being channeled today. This is really cool. What I'm getting to do is stand over your cat. Okay. Call upon Archangel Raphael, okay? You can call upon Archangel Michael, too. You know, anybody else you want. But I'm also hearing Bast, okay? B-A-S-T. Bast is an Egyptian goddess. Ask them to channel healing energy through you, through your cat, okay? The other thing, you know, I don't know your finances or whatever, but you might talk to, you know, another vet about the cat's treatment, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, he is getting better. Like, I mean, he hasn't been sick at all as far as throwing up and stuff like that. And I noticed that the hair is coming back.
Right.
But, yeah, I was told through a different psychic that I could heal my own cat. And I could heal myself if I just put my own hands on my own body, you know.
Right.
But it's weird because I just didn't even know it, you know. Like, right now,
yeah.
My hands are hot. And I've noticed when I've got some other psychics, my hands get hot.
Okay. All right. So, again, that's, you know what? when you get off the phone with me, go up to your cat, you know, give the cat some healing energy, okay? Because that is definitely, you know, that's what you're supposed to do, okay? The other thing I got, as you get better, the cat's going to get better. And that's not to put a guilt trip on you, okay? Again, I'm hearing that is their job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is what they're supposed to be. It's like, you know, a dog protects us physically, okay? That's how the dog protects us. It's going to growl, it's going to bark, it's going to attack. Now, cats will do that sometimes, okay? But a cat is more like an energy protector. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
they both have their uses. So, anyhow, I'm going to put you back in queue. I hope that helps. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I will pray for both you and your kitty. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Okay, people. It's summertime. It's a little slow. The call-in number is 773-897-6461. I want to say hello to everybody in chat. I see Jan and Misty's there. And let's see, who else is there? Oh, we have some other guests. Hello. You know, all right, I am going to continue to talk about animals because they're my favorite. And, okay, I'm getting guided to use this other book. By the way, as I look up dogs, okay, I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to our archives, you know, in Psychics Gone Wild, but also in my archives on the Love Channel show, you can listen to, I'm trying to talk and look at something at the same time, you can listen to one of my shows that I had Coriel, Kramer, and she is an animal communicator, and we had a really awesome show. Okay, where's the dogs here? I think they're put, I see wolves. I'm sorry, people. Please be patient with me. The cat family. Where's the dog family? All right, I cannot find it in this book, so I'm going to use another book. And you know what? Rhiannon's hearing me talk about all these animals. My other kitty is there. Page 46. Let's see what this says about dogs, okay? All right, here we go. Guidance, protection, and loyalty. Okay? Let's see. It brings us guidance, protection, and acting as a loyal companion and friend on your journey in both this life and the next. In the Druid tradition, the dog is seen as the guardian of the mystery. As such, he can be fierce, but if our intentions are good, then the dog will lead us over the threshold through the darkness and the waters of the unconsciousness towards the shining realm of the goddess. The time may come when you need to act with the spirit of dog to defend your values or protect that which you hold sacred. Faithfulness, trust, and loyalty are vital ingredients of close relationships, and the time may have come for you to focus on these qualities, to develop them gradually in yourself, and to appreciate them in others. Cool. Very cool. Okay. I don't know why I'm getting this. Rhiannon, you're going to have to wait. My kitty, she definitely is so cute. She wants attention. But my guide said bat, of all things. So let's see what they say on bat. I don't know what bat would be under. It's not a bird. I don't think it's a bird. I don't know if it's not an insect. Is it a mammal? Guess what, everybody? I just discovered something. A bat is a mammal. Bat. Oh, this is really cool. It is time for change and for a new beginning. An initiation is at hand. Trust your instincts and look for hidden implications around you. Let me see if I can find another thing about. Well, you know what? The other thing that I can think of with bat is that bat will, you know, help you see in the darkness. Okay. Also, bat is blind, but you can use your other senses. Okay, great. This one does have bat. This other book I'm using is Animal Magic. And I'm sorry, people, but it just takes me a minute. Bat, aha. Okay, let's just see if it has magical attributes. The bat gives you the knowledge to avoid obstacles, barriers, and troublesome people. Undergoing a shamanistic death, which is learning to transform the old self into a new being, releasing habits and personality patterns that keep you from progressing, viewing past lives in order to learn how death occurs each time, using this knowledge to make you more comfortable with the life and death cycle of all life, especially helpful when facing the death of a loved one or close friend. So, even bats are great. I just don't like when they're in my house. They freak me out. Okay, let me see. So, I think this is, I think 718 is hasn't been talked to yet. So let me grab this one. 718, hi, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. And who am I speaking to, please?
You're talking to Ashiel. I spoke to you in the past
regarding
my love life, but today I'm just going to concentrate on my business.
Okay.
I'm just curious what you feel, because I have a business partner, to be honest with you. Well, I shouldn't say anything until.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, your business, I'm hearing that it is building up. Okay, it feels like right now it's a little bit of a slump, okay, and really weird. I'm seeing a dog sleeping, okay? It's weird because I'm talking about animals today, all right? So I'm seeing a dog sleeping, and all of a sudden the dog wakes up and it starts barking, and it wags its tail, and it's going nuts, and people are walking through the door, okay? So what that means to me is that it is a necessary slumber right now, and, you know, it is awakening, and it is building up on a new level, okay? The other image I'm getting is I'm seeing you with a hose, and it feels like you're cleaning things, okay? It feels, I don't know how else to say it, it feels like things are really dirty, okay? And you're cleaning things and making things new and sparkling and Next, I'm seeing you taking the top of a soda bottle, twisting it off, okay, which means things are a new twist. So what that all means to me is that you need to, during, you know, when during your downtime, because all businesses have downtimes, you need to look and rearrange, put things in a new twist, and clean up what you no longer serves.
Well, I was doing that today. It's funny that you said that.
Okay, so that's kind of validation.
It's funny that you said that cleaning. I was doing that literally about an hour ago.
Okay, yeah, but it, you know, it's symbolically, but you know, a lot of times when we, like, let's say we clean out our outer closets or whatever, okay, and everything looks better, inside it helps us, all right? So it feels like that's going to help business. It's going to help you, okay? How many people do you work with, you know, that works in business? Two or three?
I have one business partner that I know that I have a contract with. He's in another country. And there's a little bit of, you know, sometimes some issue here and there, communication issues, not coming from my part, of course. And I feel like he's going through something as well that he's not telling me everything. So I'm just...
Right. Okay. And I did hear the song, It Takes Two, Me and You, okay? So, you know, I know he's hiding things, but I'm getting that you also need to, you know, I'm hearing the song, Let's Give Him Something to Talk About. So you need to talk to your business partner, okay? I don't feel like there's anything, like, totally shady, okay? But I do feel like, you know, holding something back, all right?
Yeah,
I don't know quite,
I can't really put my hands on it. I don't think he's a bad person, but I don't know if he's going through some financial issues or health issues.
Well,
it's something that I'm trying to figure out.
Right, and what I'm getting, and I'm not saying that this is money, okay? What I am getting is like a vision of, like, it looks like almost jelly beans or something, and I'm getting, you know, five for you, six for me, you know, four for you, five for me. Okay, so it feels like there, you know, it doesn't feel like he's totally, you know, ripping you off with something, okay?
Yeah.
It just feels like, and that could even be like holding back time or something, okay? So it is communication, all right? And I don't feel it ending. I feel like it, you know, just transforming is a good way of putting it, okay? You know, but they are saying to focus more of your business, you know, in the U.S., that just feels important in the U.S.
Yeah, that's what I'm putting all my time into. But it's just so frustrating. But, I want to give it some more time, you know, but I'm already, you know, also thinking about maybe 2 years from now branching out on my own, to be honest with you. And I get the feeling that I might even be more successful on my own. I don't know. Just...
Right. And it's funny. My whole body is, like, shaking, like,
uh-oh.
Yes. Okay, yes, that feels good. But it just doesn't feel time yet, and that's why, you know, I'm seeing you cleaning out your own, your dresser drawers, you know, folding clothes and stuff. Yeah, so focus on here. Focus on the U.S. It will grow. Okay? So I'm going to put you back in the queue. I hope that helps, you know.
That was very helpful. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, there goes Blog Talk. Again, our calling number is 773-897-6461. Oh, funny. Okay, here we go again with the animals. I just heard giraffe, of all things. Okay? All right, so I'm going to give my interpretation, and let's see what giraffes are. Well, obviously, they're very tall, so they can reach, you know, high heights that we can't, all right? But they're also limited with their neck because, you know, even though they can reach great heights, think of their neck. It limits them to certain movement that people, you know, who, like humans, you know, who are lower can do, all right? I'm also getting, like, delicate and gentle. They have, like, this delicate, gentle beauty to them. They're beautiful long legs. They're very graceful. Also, my guides are saying they can obviously reach the highest fruit. Okay? So let's see what it says. Oh, well, this makes sense. A giraffe, okay, and I feel like this is important. The giraffe looks ahead. It can be alert to what is coming up. You can see what others cannot. Do not resist moving into new areas, okay? Very cool, very cool. All right, let's see if this other book has giraffe. I'm just looking to see if this one has it. Just curious, because I'd like to get another thing on it, but I don't see it here. Wow. No, no giraffes. Aha. Uh-huh. No, that's a griffin. That's not going to work. Let me just see if the druid one has it. Okay, I guess that's it. I'm also getting to talk a little bit about totems, okay? You know, animals are very symbolic, and we all have animal helpers. For example, if you feel like something's taking forever, all of a sudden you might see a lot of ants because ants are hard workers and they're very patient. They get the job done. Okay, I'm hearing the song "Fly Like an Eagle." Okay, all right, they're telling me to look up what eagle means. So let's see what eagle means. Eagle, eagle, eagle. Well, when I think about it, I think regal, you know. I mean, it is a symbol for the U.S., flying to new heights. I think the eagle can fly higher than other birds, so, you know, they have a good spiritual connection. Eagle, aha, healing vision, spirit vision, and healing surround you. Look at things from a new perspective. Take a different path. Trust what you are becoming. So obviously, if you see an eagle, that is a sign. All right. Funny. I just got a vision of like when I was driving through mountain lakes in New Jersey one time, and there was this huge turtle, land turtle, that was crossing the street. You know, so obviously I had a break, and it just kind of looked at me like, "You're not going anywhere." All right. Well, obviously that was a symbol for me that it was time to slow down, take my time. You don't have to be in such a rush, and that things will get accomplished. Okay, so that's what it meant. Now totems are a little different. Totems are more than like a spirit animal that's showing you something. Totem is something that you're trying to become. All right, and for me, my totem is crow. And the way that I realized that was kind of a funny story. I was driving one time, and it was my first office, and I really needed a desk. And, you know, I'm funny. They're playing the song, "I'm on a low budget." So I had a low budget, and I needed to find a desk. So I'm driving around at different garage sales, and I'm like, you know, I really need this desk. And all of a sudden, I saw a crow. And I just got this feeling that I needed to follow this crow. So I did. And I followed the crow, and it brought me to this garage sale. And I got this beautiful desk for, like, really cheap. It was like a banker's desk, nice wood. And it was funny because the wife wanted to get rid of it, and the husband didn't really want to get rid of it. And he was all drunk. It was, you know, he was just, and the wife was just, oh, thank God, I sold it. All right, so I got some, you know, a couple guys, obviously, to bring it up the stairs and in the office, and they left, and I opened up the middle drawer, and in it, I saw a crow. It was a little painting of a crow right in the desk drawer, which was really cool, and crows have been with me ever since. They'll show me direction. They are, like, one of my main totems, and, you know, which is really cool. So I'm just going to read to you what crows mean. As I'm getting to do that. And I saw we got some callers. Don't worry, I will get to you, okay? Crow, magical help. Unexpected help with problems and obstacles is at hand to bring relief. Your magic is calling and will be answered. And I just want to see what animal magic has to say about it. Just give me a second, people. I have to... Birds, okay, 149. I know they'll have crow, you know... Crows are also supposed to be shapeshifters, if I can say the word. You know, they meaning they can go into heaven real easy. Also, crows, you know, they are kind of like in packs. They, you know, they're very intelligent birds, very intelligent. They know how to get prey from other animals, and again, they're kind of like in gangs. All right, this is what the book Animal Magic says. Aha! Thief, trickery, boldness, well, I'm definitely bold, skills, cunning, single-mindedly, a bringer of knowledge, prophecy, learn from the past but do not hold on to it, swiftness, elegance, shape-shifting, letting go past hurts, learning to mentally shape-shift, divination. Sounds like a good totem for me. Wow, we got all these people. Okay, and I think 718, I think I already took you. Pretty sure that I did. Let me just double check. Have I already spoken to you?
Yes, you did.
Okay, I'm going to put you back in the queue. Sorry about that. I didn't want to make sure that I did speak to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, on to the next one. 719, have
Hello.
I spoken to you? Kelly!
Not yet.
No. I haven't
you
spoken to
Apple.
You. Yeah, everybody calls, you know, as I'm talking about totems and animals and stuff today. So, but how can I help you today?
Well, I have three favorite animals that I was curious about. It's like otters, bison, and dolphins. So if you have anything on those three, I would be really...
I'm sure I do. Okay, I will...
Of course,
well, first of all, did you say, I'm sorry, did you say dolphins?
Otters. Otters is my first
otters.
Love. It's like, because, you know, otters and bisons and then the dolphins.
Okay, well, let's go, okay. Otters. I don't know too much about otters, but for some reason I'm getting building, okay? I'm building, and I'm seeing them swim around. So let's see what they say. Aha. Otters. Others recognize your skills. Use creativity and your skills in new ways. Make sure you can work and have fun at the same time. That's really important. Okay?
It
all right. I am getting that you are doing that. Now, I haven't even looked, but what I heard was the song "Solid as a Rock." Well, obviously they are. They're strong. They're very grounded. They stand in their way. I'm also getting. This is really funny. I'm hearing, "Don't mess with me." Okay, they have strength. And it's a really weird image I just got. I saw them, standing there, and it was like this gang. It would look like, the gang in New York City or L.A., and, and the bison starts moving, and they, run away. And again, I'm hearing solid as a rock. So let's see if there's anything in bison on here. Okay. Oh, all right. This is nice. Bison. Abundance waits if you act with respect and honor. Now is the time for right action. Shortcuts and ingratitude create problems. Very cool. The last one you said was dolphin?
Dolphin, the playful guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what my guide said was friendly. Okay, friendly. This is really funny. I got a song for you. Who are the people in your neighborhood? Okay, so to me that means... I know. So to me that means they're friendly, okay? But people in your neighborhood, it depends on your neighbors, but I'm thinking about my neighbors. They're very, they're helpful. If you need a hand, they're going to help you out, okay? I'm also getting protective because I'm seeing, like, dolphins swim with somebody who has an injury. So they're, in a sense, they're healers. Okay, so let's see what Ted Andrews says about dolphins. Okay, new promise. This is nice. Use the creative power of communication for best success. New growth is promised if you pursue new methods. Very cool. Very cool.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm going back and
listen
to this in archives.
Yeah, and the other thing is, too, there is a lot of information on the Internet, too, about different totems, but what's really important is, like, what does it mean to you? Okay, that is really important. Okay, so, and I just want to mention to our listeners, Kelly and I used to do this show a lot together, and next Tuesday, Kelly's going to be my guest. Yes, I'm going to host, and she's going to be my guest. And she used to host for me all the time. So I'm going to put her in the hot seat. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. So my dear, I'm going to put you back in the queue. And I had a thought, and I lost it. Oh, and I was going to tell people
it'll
about
come
it.
Back.
Oh, well.
It will come back.
Yes.
It will. You'll think
okay.
of it.
Okay. Yes, I'll put it back in the queue.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Uh-oh. It doesn't
Uh-oh.
Want to put you back. Uh-oh.
Okay,
we're having a...
Misty wonders about the horse. Misty wants to know
we're
about
having,
the horse.
Oh, a horse. Okay, because maybe that's why it's not letting me put you back. That's really weird. Okay, well, so that's really funny. No, I'm laughing because my guides just started singing Wild, Wild Horses, you know, by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, but horses, you know, now they're singing Jimi Hendrix, Freedom. Horses represent freedom. Now I'm hearing Ride Like the Wind. Oh, this is great. They ride like the wind, you know. It's freedom, you know, being movement, travel, and but also being tamed, too, because they can be tamed. All right, so let's see what it says about horses. That was so weird that Blog Talk wouldn't let me out. Oh, here we go. Movement. Well, that makes sense. Continue forward in your efforts with discipline. New journeys are ahead. Stretch your freedom and power. Okay. Now, let me see if I can put you back in the queue, or Blog Talk might be going nutso. Let's see. Okay. It did work. I was going to say something. Oh, you know what? While I'm thinking about it, this isn't what I was going to say, but... you know, one of the things that I really support is animals. Obviously, I'm talking about animals. And if you can adopt an animal, that's great. But just make sure that you are able to take care of it. They're very costly. They need time. One of the things that I'll donate to certain animal charities, but as you know, a lot of charities, it costs a lot. You know, they have overheads. So one of the things you can do is maybe, you know, feed the birds, feed the squirrels, donate some toys to a local shelter. Honestly, local shelters, they often need a lot, because they're working with volunteers and stuff. So I just want to put that out there. Alrighty. So let me see. Okay. I'm not sure. I think I've taken this person. I'm not sure. 315, have I spoken to you?
Yes, you have, hon. Thank you so much.
I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm getting confused here. Dipsy doodle moment. All right, I'm going to put you back. All righty. I think this one I haven't talked to yet. 503, have I spoken to you yet?
No.
Okay, yay!
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. And who am I speaking to, please?
This is Jill.
Hi, Jill, and how can I help you today?
I actually have a question on relationships, not totem animals, unfortunately.
That's okay. I'm just, I'd like to do questions, but also teach, too, at the same time. So that's
Yeah,
fine.
That's great. I have someone has come into my life recently and has asked me out, and I just wanted to know, if this is a good person, if it's something that I should be pursuing. I haven't done this for a long time, so I'm just
right.
curious about
and, it. And yeah, and okay, and I'm getting slowly, okay, and now I'm hearing the eagles, take it easy, okay? So meaning just take it easy. I'm also seeing, I also saw a really, like a cartoon turtle with a little hat on its head, okay? I don't feel that this person is horrible, okay? Now what I'm seeing, this is a really cool vision, actually. I'm seeing somebody jog in place, and I'm seeing somebody skip rope. And you know how you can take the rope and put it back and forth and skip, like it's like fancy jump roping, okay? And what that means to me is that this is an exercise for you, okay? You know, a dating exercise. All right. Yeah. And I'm hearing my coach, Gary Loper, say, because this is what he did, you know, that how he needed practice dates. Now, granted, we all want to just meet the one and not have to do work and live happily
right.
ever after. That doesn't happen, okay? So I wish it did.
Yeah.
That my life would have been easier. You know, but no, I don't feel that this person's going to harm you physically or anything, all right? I am feeling some baggage, okay? They are singing the song Getting to Know You, you know, so take your time, get to know them. Also, don't let your fears of the past, okay, you know, issues that you had in the past, thing, you know, because
uh-huh.
things that we've gone through, you know, we compare the past to the present and the future, and they're saying not to do that. Give this person a chance. The other thing I'm saying, and this is really cool because I got this the other day for somebody, is there's a tarot card. I forget what it's called. What it's the cups. I forget which one it is, okay? It's from the Rider Waite deck. And it's this person looking at all these cups in the air, trying to make a decision, all right? And now I'm seeing Tom Hanks, and I'm hearing life is a box of chocolate, okay? So that means that, you know, date others, you know, sample.
Okay.
Sample
okay.
until you find the right one. Is this the one for you? I'm not getting a yes or no, okay? I'm just, honestly, I feel like it's more training and practice, okay?
Yeah, I totally agree that I think that you're right on with that, definitely.
Yeah. And,
okay.
you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Here's a personal story from me, okay? I went through like a year of going, because I was, you know, I was part of like this dating service, okay? It was like a matchmaking service. A friend of mine ran it. And I got so many dates, and this was before the internet, okay, in online dating, and I did some newspaper ads. I went on so many dates, and it was only like one date. Okay? It was a little frustrating because it would have been nice to have another date afterwards, you know? And, you know, I was getting disgusted. But that's what I needed to go through. And, you know, it was kind of like to see, like, oh, there's all different kinds of men out there. That was my
right,
lesson.
Right.
All right? So, you know, so I understand when people get frustrated. But sometimes we, you know, and it's weird, I'm hearing this woman, Patricia, one time she said, it's like everybody's looking for the right one, but sometimes you need to learn lessons with others before the right one comes, okay?
Right.
They are promising you that the right one will come, okay?
Okay. Okay, perfect.
All right,
perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, I'm going to put you back in the queue. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. Okay. Oh, that's really funny, guys. I heard Leprechaun. Oh, my God. I'm just wondering if this what one book does really have leprechauns. I doubt it. Okay. All right. So my guides, what do you mean by leprechauns? Leprechauns are good luck, okay? Leprechauns can be a little shifty sometimes. They're saying everybody have the luck of a leprechaun. That is really weird. Okay. We got another caller just came in. Which one is it? Oh, boy. I think it's this one. I'm sorry, people. I think it's this one. 727, have I spoken to you yet?
No. No, you haven't.
Hi. And what is your name, please?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. And how can I help you?
Yeah, I wanted to know what you see coming up for my finances.
Okay, I'm hearing it's getting better all the time, all right? That's the Beatles. But what I felt in my heart was like a heavy heart, okay? When that feels like you're having like fears and doubts about money, okay? So they're saying that you need to clear that up. And I'm hearing clear up your issues. The other image I'm getting is me in an old apartment years ago, actually writing about like finances and dialoguing back and forth to me. So you need to really do some inner look at, you know, what you learned when it came to money. And I can only give you my personal example was my father used to always say to me, oh my God, when I was a little girl, you pick the most expensive outfits. You always pick so much, you know, we can't afford this. It's so much, right? And then another time,
so funny.
And then another time I got a vision of, you know, when I was doing this, of us down by, you know, we were on vacation. And I said, well, Dad, isn't this costing so much money? Because, you know, he used to complain about that. And he's like, well, what's money if you can't enjoy it? Okay? So what that
Oh, my God, how confusing for you.
Yeah. So things that were important, well, I can't afford it, but, you know, things, yes. So that's what they're saying for you to do. Okay, so, you know, meditate, do some journaling, you know, where are your beliefs about money, okay? Because it feels like when you clear those out, money is going to come. The other thing I got was like a new job, new career or something like that. So, you know, look into that, okay? It's again, I'm hearing it's getting better all the time, all right? So I hope that helps, Lisa.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. And Blog Talk is spinning, and it worked. Okay. We have like 4 minutes left. I just want to remind everybody, if you need to get a hold of me, PamelaCummins.com. Last name is CUMMINS.com. You can Google me. I am on Facebook. I am on Twitter. Oh, God, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Pinterest. You can find my books on Amazon and Smashwords. And tonight is the Love Channel show with Kimberly Simon. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay, guys. So, all right. The next one that they want to talk about is snake. Now, when I think about snake, I immediately think about transformation. You know, the snake is on the medical symbol, which is about transforming, shedding new skin, becoming anew. All right. So, let's see what this says about snake. Snail? No, we don't want snail. We want snake. Just give me a minute, people. I have to find it. Hopefully I'm not going to get cut off. Snake. Here we go. Rebirth. Shed the old. New birth is coming. Face fears and do not resist change. Reconstruct some part of your life. I feel like this is for everybody. Okay? I just feel like that message is for everybody. All right. Let's see. I'm just going to open it up and see what I come to. Boa constrictor. I know it's the same thing, but new foundation. Hold tight to what is yours and be true to yourself. Shed what no longer suits you. New foundation is at hand when you build upon your self. Okay, let me see. I'm hearing Crocodile Rock by Elton John. Okay, so let's see. Aha! Trust in self. Only your efforts, strengths, and creativity will bring you balance. New birth is near. Trust your own instincts and do what is right for you. Okay? My guides are saying what they would like for everyone to do is, you know, sit in meditation, maybe journal, take a walk, and see what animals come out for you. You know, wow, they just showed me a hummingbird, which means joy, okay? So as you're walking, check out the different animals as you're sitting there meditating. You know, maybe ask your angels, ask your guides, you know, what is my totem animal, if you don't know? Most of you, you know, a lot of times it's just, I want to say it's something that you feel connected to. And it doesn't have to be a mammal. It can be a bird. It can be an insect. It can be a reptile. It can even be a fish, you know. It could be a whale, you know. It could be a shark. Sometimes we need to be aggressive. We have 90 seconds, so I'm just going to pull one more thing. Oh, okay. Here we go. Crane. Spiritual justice is at play. Karma will be playing out somewhere in your life. Reflect on past lives and past issues. And they're telling me another one. We do have enough time. Good. funny. Barracuda, okay? It is time to go your own way. Follow your own path. Step out and do not follow the group. Do what you need with little fanfare. Be independent. Really cool. Really cool. Let's see what else. This will probably be the last one. Caterpillar. Good luck. Good luck and new birth are at hand. Take a gentle and quiet approach to endeavors. Be realistic and shed the old. So cool. So cool. And I'm hearing the song, I Want to Fly Like an Eagle. So everyone, fly like an eagle today. You know, take a walk, meditate, figure out where your animal totem, your animal power is coming from. And, you know, I'm hearing Dr. Doodle. You can talk to the animals, okay? So thank you so much for listening. You know, if you have time tonight, check me out on the Love Channel show. It's 646-478-0020. My guest is Kimberly Simon, and thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Bye-bye.